And moving on to our next story, leaked documents by the U.S. National Security Agency allege Russian agents have meddled in America's 2016 presidential election. The news outlet The Intercept has published the document saying the Russians hacked into at least one of the U.S. voting software suppliers. They also sent spear phishing emails to more than 100 local election officials days before the November vote. The Department of Justice has charged and arrested the NSA contractor who's allegedly admitted to copying the confidential data. Russia's alleged intervention in the U.S. presidential election last year has been creating a fuss since the vote concluded. Moscow has, however, denied the allegations. Investigative journalist Tony Gossing joins us from Bristol. Sir, welcome to the program. What do you have to tell us about these leaked documents?
Well, I think to begin with, the United States is getting a bit desperate to try and pin any kind of bad news story and allegation and smear on the Russians, because there's been a complete breakdown in their persuasion and control of the European powers to get the European powers to engage with Russia militarily in the Ukraine. That is to say, to move more and more troops up to the Russian border and to persuade the European powers that Russia is a threat in Eastern Europe. And the same exact thing in Syria. Basically, the US lies, and actually I have to say as well, the British lies, in Syria and in Eastern Europe are starting to go past their sell-by date. Their shelf life is ending, and the US is in a position where it has to keep manufacturing false threats that the Russians are somehow trying to totally undermine democracy in the West. The people who are actually really undermining democracy in the West are the military-industrial complex and the banksters, the people at the top of the banking pyramid, who are actually mostly, many of them are now criminals because they've been doing money laundering and getting away with it, fixing the LIBOR rate and getting away with it. And so that's what the situation that we're in now. We have to ask ourselves, and I think The Intercept should be asking this question too, can we trust the CIA and the NSA, people like MI5 and GCHQ? And the answer is no, we can't, because they're totally unaccountable. Have they been reformed? No, they haven't. They're carrying on in the same ways as they had revealed by people like Edward Snowden. And I think the real story here is actually to do with the murder of Seth Rich on the 10th of July 2016. He was a Democratic Party National Committee IT guru. I think he was one of the people that leaked information that actually it was Hillary Clinton's camp and the military-industrial complex that wanted her to get the Democratic nomination that were doing the hacking of Dominion voting and HIG capital voting machines. And this is, I think, a massive scandal, the murder of Seth Rich, which is not being reported here in hardly at all in the West properly. When Fox News tried to report it, they're immediately shut down. And they, I think, were the actual source of the WikiLeaks. That is to say, the Democratic National Party itself, people inside there, Seth Rich specifically, who could see that there was corruption and vote hacking going on in the Democratic nomination, that is between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, that Hillary Clinton was basically fixing the nomination. And they're trying to pin that on the Russians.
Mr. Gossing, the fact that maybe the U.S. is trying to smear Russia, let's put that aside. Do you think that some components of the government, coupled with the media, are also trying to smear the Trump administration, maybe still trying to justify a way as to how Donald Trump was elected as president?
Well, that's right. It's basically, what they're trying to do is undermine a whole narrative that the Russians were not involved, which Trump is saying that the Russians were not involved. Certainly that's my take on this, is that the Russians definitely had no specific interest in hacking those elections or leaking those emails themselves. The real hackers, of course, were revealed back in March by WikiLeaks and Vault 7 from the National Security Agency and the CIA, with the most amazing bunch of tools that have been developed by the CIA and the NSA to hack everything, including cars. In fact, part of that released by WikiLeaks showed that the NSA were and the CIA had specifically developed software to hack motor vehicles, cars, modern cars with computers on them, so that they could cause assassinations without people realizing, make it look like a car crash. The same, of course, if you remember, with the Samsung TVs, so that they could use the Samsung TVs to actually spy on people while they thought the television was switched off. The real hackers, and it's like something from a William Gibson novel, if you've ever read that, the cyberpunk novels from the 1980s, because it looks like it may be discovered that in the US that the elections are being fixed from within the Democratic Party by the military-industrial complex linked to whatever candidate, sure, and possibly the Republicans too, that they're trying to pin this on the Russians. And I honestly think that this is a measure of desperation, and it's appalling that it's not being investigated by the Western press. And just another aspect of this is it looks like this attack on Qatar is an attempt to attack, actually, the independent journalism, some of which is coming out of Al Jazeera. So there's a real attempt to get the entire Western world coming from the same hymn sheet, which is the NSA and the CIA lies.
Thank you, sir. Investigative journalist Tony Gosling joining us from Bristol.